If you've had a tough childhood with problems at home, it can be pretty hard to focus on school and to then go on to higher education. And yet, it's often a good education that offers a path to a better life. Sometimes you just need someone who's in your corner, who can offer you some independent, useful advice and help. We'll hear about how two non-profit organisations are helping on this front in a moment. But first, let's meet Brendan Lawley. Hi there.
Hey.
Now, growing up for you, there was some family turmoil. You didn't have the best experience at school, Brendan, but you got a cadetship at the end of school from a charity, Doxa. What made you put your hand up for it?
I think a teacher told me about it and thought it was worth applying, and she helped with the application, and yeah.
This was 10 or so years ago when you got it. What did it offer you?
Over the years, it's been massive for me. At the time, it came with a job, basically, that I worked every week and full-time over the holidays.
What was the job?
It was at Allen's, a law firm, so I was basically in the business centre, like just doing the photocopying, running, giving people their papers and, yeah, just keeping the morale up, you know.
And so the work itself doesn't sound all that interesting, but you stuck at it?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I like the people, and it's good to start out on the bottom and stay there sometimes.
Are you still there?
No, so I did that.
How long were you there for?
I think 3.5 years, yeah. And then I moved, yeah.
Well, this is where it gets interesting, because we're also joined by the CEO of Doxa that runs this cadetship program, Steve Clifford, who it turns out, Brendan, was your mentor 10 years ago at the law firm when he was a lawyer there. G'day, Steve.
Hi, Amanda.
So tell us more about this cadetship program. Doxa's Greek for belief, isn't it?
Well, someone told me that it's ancient Greek for greatness, and that's what we've been using as our basis, our taglines, achieving greatness together. But I like yours as well, okay. So we can run with either, Amanda.
Okay. So how do you choose the cadets? Who are they?
Well, the cadets come to us for their own applications, and often it's school teachers that they work with who know about Docs already from our past history. They'll get us to put in an application, and once we receive the application, we interview them, make sure that the level of disadvantage, frankly, is what we're aiming to help with, and then we get them in touch with a corporate and do a matching process.
So what is that level of disadvantage?
Well, basically, the kids we work with in the school space are the 10% neediest schools in Victoria, and most of the kids that we have coming applying for the cadetship are from those sort of school backgrounds, usually socioeconomic disadvantage, but not just that. It's a range of areas of disadvantage that Docs are there to help with.
Well, Brendan, you met Steve when you started at the law firm, and he was your mentor there. What difference did he make to you then? How did he help you?
Well, he's just a great support all the way through, and just looking out for me and asking how I was going. But a weird one, but I think one of the most important things for me was that I just moved to Melbourne.
You grew up in the country?
Yeah.
Country of Victoria?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I came to Melbourne, and I also had a scholarship to stay at Ormond College, which is this majestic old kind of Hogwarts-style residence.
Yes, at Melbourne University.
At Melbourne Uni, yeah. And most of the kids, their families lived just up the road in South Yarranturak. So it was a big culture shock for me. I'd never heard of Melbourne Grammar, Scotch College. I'd never met anyone from an all-boys or all-girls school. I think a lot of country kids come to the city like quite naive. But there are a handful of students at Ormond who were kind of aggressively making it clear that I didn't belong there. So I grew a bit of a chip on my shoulder about these types. But getting to know my mentors and the partners at Allen's show me that there are kind of kind, caring, humble people everywhere, even in the southeastern suburbs. So that was good.
Well, Steve and Brendan, stay with us, because joining us now too is Vicky Condon. Vicky's the CEO and founder of RAISE. This is another NGO that runs a mentoring program for high school students. Vicky, at the moment, RAISE is involved with about 85 schools around the country. How do you select your students? What's the aim of your mentoring?
Yes, that's right. We do have 85 programs around the country. We have about 1,100 young people in our program this year. And we work with the welfare team at the school, so we're more of an early intervention strategy. We will go in and we'll talk to the school counsellors and identify which young people might benefit most from being part of a mentoring program. So who, you know, who might benefit from having a neutral, positive role model to talk to.
And how do you match mentors with those young people?
We have what we call a jitters session, which is all about getting the nerves out for everybody. But basically, we bring in a group of 15 mentors. We invite 15 young people to be part of the program. And then they come in and they get to know each other, play lots of crazy games and get to know each other. And there's a whole series of strategies in choosing the match. Where
who chooses whom? Do the mentors choose the kids or the other way around?
The mentee definitely drives this process. So, they choose whether they want to be there. They choose who they might like to work with. And we also make sure that, you know, there are things like hobbies and career aspirations and, you know, gender matching and that kind of thing as well. So there's a bit of a process to it. But a lot of it is gut instinct by the mentee.
And Vicky, as a mentor yourself, tell me some of these sorts of things you can help out with. Give me an example.
Sure. So over the years that we've been running mentoring programs around the country, we've seen lots of extraordinary stories about young people who've made, you know, different changes in their lives. I guess I remember one boy who talked about how, you know, his dad left when he was young. He had a stepfather who was quite rough with him, and I remember him standing up at the graduation at the end of the program and just saying, you know, this man, my mentor, is the first man that I'm able to trust in my whole life. So, you know, that was pretty extraordinary. And you know, that mentor helped him to do his resume and get a job and be self-sufficient. But I think that element of trust, you know, is really important for a young person at an early stage in their lives.
Well, do let us know here in Life Matters if you ever had a mentor, what difference it made to you, that person made to you, or if you've been a mentor, what you got out of it. You can post a comment on Facebook or you can text 0418 226 576. Vicky Condon is from the RAISE Foundation that runs a mentoring program around the country for kids in high school who are facing some sort of difficulty or disadvantage. Vicky, where do you get the mentors from?
Our mentors are extraordinary people. Anyone can be a RAISE mentor. We have people aged from 21 all the way through to 91. So we get them from the local community. We have corporate partnerships, people who are studying youth work or social work or counselling. So really anyone can be a mentor, and they come and do our TAFE accredited training, which helps them to get the skills that they need. And everyone can do it, and we're always looking for mentors.
Well, Steve Clifford, over the years before you started running Doxa, when you were a lawyer, what did you get out of the experience of being a mentor to Brendan and others?
Well, I'd seen what Doxa was doing over the various stages of a kid's life. I guess we've got primary school, secondary school and tertiary programs, all of which, listening to Vicky, it's interesting, all of those involve mentoring. We have camps for primary school kids out at Malmesbury in the country. And again, the mentoring during the time that the kids are at the camps between the leaders and the young people, the story that Vicky mentioned rings a bell, because a number of our kids say it's the best week that they have of their lives. And when they go back to their schools, they often say, I can't wait till next year and come back to the... So that mentoring, the relationship they have right from primary school, we have in-school programs for high school kids.
What I want to know, though, is what you got out of being a mentor.
It's each of those levels. I think the mentors will say exactly the same as me. It's a bit selfish, but we get more out of it from the things we learn about perhaps the lifestyles that the kids come from. And it's a great leadership opportunity too for the people who are mentors in the corporates that we match them with.
So, Brendan, what do you do now? So you were at that law firm for 3 years working in the sort of office while you're at university. What do you do now?
A lot of writing, just do various writing jobs and stuff, and I've written a book that's just come out. So
that's a novel for young adults, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. What's it called?
Bonesland.
Right. And that's just been published by text.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yep, yep. Okay. And do you stay in touch with Steve?
Yeah.
You know, do you still have a sort of mentor-mentee relationship at all, or is what's the nature of your relationship now?
It's a friendship now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, he's an older friend, not in a creepy way. and, yeah, I mean, he came to my wedding last year. I still see him regularly. He signed off all the papers on my for the marriage, actually. So, yeah, he's still a great friend, sure.
Well, Vicky Condon, what are, I guess, the parameters of what a mentor can't help with as much as what they can help with?
Yeah, sure. I think it's really important when you have a mentoring relationship to acknowledge the boundaries in the partnership that you have. So I guess, you know, we run our programs particularly on purpose in high school so that we have a sort of secure relationship that makes sure that that mentor and mentee, you know, have the trust and develop rapport properly without, you know, overstepping the mark and the boundaries. But I think what's really important for a mentor is to really help that young person to become, you know, more resilient and more capable of achieving their goals and more connected with adults in their life so that they can ask for help when they're struggling. It's not about handing them a plate of fish. It's that old adage about teaching young people how to fish for themselves. So it's really, you know, being a neutral, positive role model and stepping alongside them, but not leading the way.
And Vicky, I think some mentors probably have the experience where even if they can't do a lot to change a young person's situation, they can help them feel sort of okay about things, as one of your mentors found out, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I remember a young girl who came to mentoring really consistently, and she would sit with her mentor and, you know, they'd play cards and they would chat. And I remember talking to that mentor and she always said to me, you know, I wonder if I'm actually being of very much help for this girl. I don't know that she needs much. But at the end of the program, that young girl stood up and she made a presentation and she said, you know, it's really hard having a mum with depression. And the mentor had no idea about this. She said, the mentee said, I'm 15, I have to do dinner and the washing, I have to look after my brother and sister and get them to school. And I wish that I could come home to a happy mum and dinner on the table. And she just stood there and she looked at her mentor and she said, you know, having you as my mentor has just helped me to feel normal for an hour a week. It's been such a big gift. And I think, you know, those kinds of stories just make all the difference for these young people.
Well, Steve Clifford, somewhere along the way, as we mentioned, you went from being a lawyer and mentoring young people like Brendan to running the organisation that puts all this together. Now, you know, Brendan's clearly, you know, doing well for himself, but I'm sure that not every kid who's been through any of your programs has been able to necessarily turn their lives around as a result. How do you manage that?
Okay, a number of our cadets don't succeed. You know, we like telling about the happy stories and going to Brendan's wedding and things like that are just joyous moments.
You went to his book launch too, didn't
I went to his book launch. Yeah. I was at his – he doesn't mention the CD he launched about 5 years ago. I'm there. I'm one of the Brendan's groupies. Anyway, but you're right.
Not in a creepy way.
No, not in a creepy way. But occasionally, because of the – as I said before, Amanda, we try to work with the kids who are at the most disadvantaged level. So by definition, there are going to be times when we can't do it on our own or when we fail. And when I was a lawyer in my previous life, we would often talk about those ones that took all the time, the kids who are constantly needing help and support. And it was a reminder to us that we actually were dealing with the right kids. So when that happens, all you can do is try and refer them on to professionals who've got counselling skills that we don't have. And we certainly continue to do that at Doxa to this day, but it happens.
Brendan, having been mentored as a younger person and it making a difference to you, do you reckon you'd want to, could, would become a mentor to a teenager or younger adult now?
And you feel so grateful after going through it. You definitely want to help out where you can. I surely would, yeah.
Well, Vicky, you're wanting to expand the RAISE mentoring program to, I think you want to try and cover all high schools in the country. How does anyone who wants to be a mentor get involved?
Yes, we do have a big strategic plan to extend our program and be able to offer it to every public secondary school in the country. And so for people just to jump online to our website at raise.org.au, they can sign up and join a program that's close by to them. And, you know, I really want to acknowledge the 1,100 volunteers we have this week, particularly with National Volunteer Week. They are the reason we can do the work that we do with young people who are struggling.
And there's training and they have to do police checks, I'm sure.
That's right. So we have TAFE accredited training. They do a national crime check and a police check and a working with children check and an interview, and then they come and choose a program with us. And they're also supervised by qualified counsellors throughout the whole program.
And Steve, just quickly, how do corporations, businesses get involved with your cadetship?
Simple, you just go online. Our website's doxa.org.au, and businesses of any size, small. We have the big four accounting firms down to one-man bands. As long as the person's got a big heart, we're ready to have them as a Doxa mentor.
Steve Clifford is the CEO of Doxa. That's a not-for-profit organisation that helps disadvantaged young people in Victoria. Vicky Condon is the CEO of the RAISE Foundation. It offers in-school mentoring programs in high schools around the country. And there are links to both those organisations on the Life Matters website if you want to know more. And Brendan Lawley was mentored by Steve about a decade ago when Steve was working as a lawyer. It's really good to talk to the three of you. Brendan, Steve, Vicky, thank you.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. Thanks, Amanda.